I said I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's
license number 15033.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWie.com today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Floors Direct.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Updating the wrongs of past comedy, this is A Woke Joke.
When is a door not a door?
When it's a jar?
No, when it's slammed in someone's face based on race or lifestyle choices, limiting equitable opportunity.
This has been A Woke Joke.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The mayor of Atlanta has decreed that face masks must be worn in all indoor public spaces, including private businesses in Georgia's largest city. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms also ordering that city buildings remain closed to the public. Sunisa Lee is an Olympic champion. The 18-year-old gymnast from Minnesota edged Rebecca Andrade of Brazil for gold in the women's Olympic all-around final. Russia's long-delayed lab module has successfully docked with the International Space Station 8 days after it was launched from the Russian Space Launch Facility in Kazakhstan. The module is intended to provide more room for scientific experiments and space for the crew. Stocks finishing higher, the Dow gained 153 points, the NASDAQ up 15, and the S&P tacked on 18. This is SRN News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I'm Jackie Dorman. Have you ever caught yourself believing you'll never find a deeply fulfilling relationship with a marriage-minded Christian man? Well, you're not alone, and I can relate. For years, I believed I would never find the love of my life. If you're feeling stuck in negativity, I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
A mask up at the casino. COVID cases got too high. Sitting at poker tables or playing the slots wearing N95. You could still go see the strippers dancing on poles, but they can't take off all of their clothes. They still gotta cover their mouth and nose. Masking Las Vegas. Masking Las Vegas. Masking, masking, Las Vegas!
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as hot here as it is in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. I do not want to put a mask on in this heat. I think it's dangerous. I'm not going to. It's dangerous, but Vegas, run by Democrat, got to put the mask back on, just like Atlanta. That horrendous, that horrible mayor, defund the police! Now she's got crime skyrocketing. This is amazing. I just saw a poll on Fox Business. 83% of Americans are worried about inflation. 83%. They should be. Yeah, you should be. But you wouldn't be if you hadn't voted for...
the tapioca bottle pudding pretending to be president that's occupying president, the White House right now. Yeah, him.
It's just amazing.
All those 75 million people that voted for him.
Hey, we were talking about Dusty Hill and ZZ Top moving forward. And I got a note here, and I remember seeing a promo for this. If you're a Netflix subscriber, there's a documentary called ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And it looks great. Looks great. So, Ashley, thank you for sending that along this afternoon. You know, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the news to discuss. I'm just...
stay away from it, Greg.
Well, we got a couple of guests coming in from Impact.
There you go.
That's a little bit later this afternoon, yes, to find out what's happening there. Remember how long we waited for shows to come back?
Yes.
903 Dog
Night. What about all the actors, the aspiring actors, who they have their life into this, and suddenly they can't perform? That's
yeah, I don't think... Is Broadway reopened yet?
I don't think so.
And now with this... It's the Delta variant. No, it isn't. It's the Election 22 variant.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get confused. They want the... You know, I heard a simple but beautiful conversation about our founding documents today, which, by the way, were brilliantly written and flexible to allow for the kinds of changes that would come along in our society.
Provided the people wanted those changes.
Yes.
That's the caveat.
And
there.
When we were ready, we made the changes that needed to be made.
That's right.
As voting, a society.
Yep. That's right. Women voting, it all is, that good stuff. Yeah.
It is so stupid. It's such a waste of time to judge people from 100 or 200 years ago that don't think like we do today. We evolve.
Okay.
That's like judging a caveman for not having a smartphone.
Exactly. Exactly. Things were different. It was just a different time back then.
Traffic.
Oh.
Doesn't make it right, and it doesn't excuse it, but you got to look at it.
In the context of the time.
Exactly.
That it's as simple as that.
Yes, it is.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we have Rosie.
Yep. East Fairview and Gilmer, there's a two-car accident. Oh, so avoid that area if at all possible.
Yeah, it's not a real good road anyway.
I think it's probably been cleared, but coming south on Taylor Road before getting at the southernmost AUM entrance to the campus,
mm-hmm.
where the signal is, there was a they were towing something away. I don't know if it was a police activity or an accident, but it really had Taylor Road backed up.
Is that the entrance? Yeah. Did you also go into the hospital?
No. No, okay, it's the other southern one. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Speaking of AUM college students, I've got a clip here from Fox News. College students won't root for Team USA at Olympics. Let's give this a quick listen. It's short. From Fox and Friends.
Team USA leading the medal count in Tokyo. There's got to be a lot of pride here in America, right?
Nope.
Not on college campuses. Some college students aren't feeling too proud of the red, white, and blue.
Do you think it's embarrassing that, you know, our own athletes who are on Team USA aren't even proud to be an American, it seems like?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so, because I don't like being an American either. Like, why is there no free health care? Why are so many people suffering because of housing? And that is such a great example of how corrupt it is.
Brainwashed.
Wow.
Brainwashed.
How grateful, right? Campus Reform correspondent Ophelia Jacobson joins us right now.
That little girl should just go right back to wherever, whatever hellhole she came here from.
Exactly.
Why isn't there free housing and health? Oh, my God.
So where you came from, lady, why did you leave there? Because you didn't get free housing and all the other stuff, or because you were seriously oppressed, unlike you are here?
Well, she's seriously brainwashed.
Yes, she
Ophelia,
is.
Ophelia, where did you go? What did you find?
Was the report.
I interviewed students at the University of South Florida, and what I found was that these students aren't enthusiastic about rooting for Team USA. They're not even excited to be watching the Olympics this year. So if you're looking for Team USA's next biggest fans, I can assure you, you're not going to find them on college campuses. It's sad to see my generation lose all hope and interest in portraying American excellence on the global stage.
It's unbelievable that they have no idea how great they have it, even with everything that they may perceive to be wrong. They don't know what the rest of the world is dealing with. Here's a look at what you found.
You're going to be rooting for Team USA?
I don't root for countries. I root for athletes.
I'm going to be rooting for athletes individually. I'm not going to be rooting for any team just because of some
kind of...
You know, I would like each and every one of these a-holes to get a ticket to the country that they think is better than this one. And the sooner the better.
Amen.
This is an interesting dichotomy here, because you've got college students who won't root for Team USA because they think America sucks. And we've got others who aren't rooting for not all of Team USA, because the athletes have disrespected the anthem. Boy, the left has to be thrilled with the way they have permeated the thought processes here. They've got the athletes dancing to their tune. Disrespect the anthem.
It's just,
and yet,
sickens me.
On the other end of it, these college students can't root for athletes that represent a country that's so oppressive. What the hell are they talking about?
Well, they're being brainwashed by Marxist professors that we need to drag out of colleges and try for treason. But that's just my opinion.
We should have stayed on rock and roll.
True, true. We can always go back, you know.
I understand,
you used to work for a band called, what was it, Styx?
A deadly combination!
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Styx. but I didn't finish telling that story, story about Tommy Shaw's mom.
Yes.
Somehow, well, because when I came here, and you know, this is such an ironic thing.
Well, you were dispatched to pick him up, right?
When he came from Montgomery.
That's right.
To Chicago to join the band, and then I end up coming to Tommy's town.
Yeah. You swap.
Hoping it would work out, and boy, it couldn't have worked out better.
True.
Anyway, Tommy's mom, I think, used to listen to Alice, which was the late, great Alice 96.1.
I still have the t-shirt.
And somehow knew that. And largely because it was free, used to have lunch at Peyton's place over on Atlanta Highway, in the old place, the location. So one day I'm there, and she comes up to me. She asked, what was the young lady that ran that place?
Sissy,
yeah. If she knew if I was in or not. So she introduced me, and she was just such a unaffected, down-to-earth, proud of my son kind of mom. I loved her.
It's like the guy said earlier, and one son's a rock and roll star, you know, just nonchalant.
She was so sweet. One day, and I gave her my number, one day I got a call from her after lunchtime. I said, hi, and I forget her first name. Forgive me for that, because I always called her Mrs. Shaw.
Of course, you're respectful.
She said, I just wanted to let you know that Tommy has got a bluegrass album coming out,
wow,
or is out, and if you would be so kind, would you give that a listen and play it? If you can.
Wow.
So I do believe we did do a sample of that here on the old afternoon show on AM, because it goes back that far.
Wow.
The original Greg show.
That's pretty strong for her to think of you in that context.
Well, and then, you know, just so sweet that a mom's out there promoting.
Yeah.
That's my boy. And now he's got something new, a bluegrass album that he's excited about.
That's probably why he's such a great guy.
Yes. Hey, if I could rank my best moments here in town, individual specific moments, in 2014 when we brought Sticks to play at Garrett Coliseum.
You brought him on stage.
I got to go on stage before the band came out, which was amazing because I got a reaction from the crowd that made me cry. Hmm. Happily.
That's good.
But when I was backstage, first time I'm seeing the band in 37 years.
Wow.
Tommy comes flying out of the dressing room, literally on the run, and comes up and hugged me like he had just seen his best friend for the first time in many years.
That's great.
It was so genuine. I was so moved, and seeing the other guys. And then when they came to town and played at Impact a couple of years ago, Roz did not get to meet them that night, which was really disappointing. There's a long story connected to that.
Sure.
But she did come to Impact with me, and we did go backstage after the show, and she got to meet the guys.
Cool.
And Tommy. And that night, Chuck Panazzo, who was not here when they played the Coliseum, because mm-hmm. Chuck has AIDS, and he's still around, but he's
struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was able to come and play on that Impact concert, I think that was 2017.
What did he play? Bass?
Bass.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And Chuck came up and hugged me and said, thank you for everything you did for us.
And that's got to feel wonderful.
That was the ultimate personal payday.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what that meant. I mean, I remember back to, and once they got going, it was like, now it's my turn to do my thing. But I remember plowing down 441 through the heart of the state of Florida, because that was the best road you could take from Lakeland to Miami. And the Panazzo brothers, they would have these little flare-ups and spats all the time. And Tommy, it was the four of us, Tommy, the Panazzo brothers, and me. And they would start smacking each other in the head from backseat to front. Never really knew what they were arguing about. And then everything would calm down and everything was okay again.
Typical brothers.
And Tommy and I would look at each other like, did we just really see what we just saw? It's that kind of a thing. Hey, can we talk about Adams Motorsports?
Absolutely.
I understand you have some expertise on that business.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Because after all, you are the man we refer to as the much beloved and glorious.
Yes.
Prime Minister Playtime.
We're still blowing and going. Everything we get, we sell. And, you know, I have to attribute that to just the American spirit. Because as Americans, we broke away from England because we didn't like being told to do things we didn't want to do. So as Americans, we crave, there's something inside of our souls that longs for freedom. It's just part of being an American. And the best way I know of to feel free is when you're zipping across the water on a jet ski at 60 miles an hour. It is just incredible. Or you're going down a back road on a motorcycle that you've been down 1,000 times in an SUV or a truck or a car. But on a motorcycle, it's like visceral overload. You feel, you smell, it's liberating. There's something about it. That's why so many people are getting on motorcycles now. So we sell, of course, Kawasaki, Suzuki motorcycles. We also sell the Kimco scooters. We're talking 135 miles a gallon on these little scooters, folks. And, of course, we sell the hottest thing right now are what are called side-by-sides. It's a market Kawasaki started back in the 70s with the Mule, Mobile Utility Light Equipment. It was an acronym. Now everybody's making side-by-sides. They've kind of taken over from ATVs because it's like driving a car. There's no gears to shift. You got a gas pedal, a brake pedal, a steering wheel. Put it in gear and go. Fully automatic. Wonderful machines. You can do anything with them from going right up to the mailbox to check the mail. or serious work. If you've got a farm or if you like to show land, we have the six-seaters. You can put, you know, the driver and five adults in one and take them and show them property, whatever. Polaris, we sell the Polaris and the mules. Kawasaki Mule, and of course Kymco makes their own little side-by-side too. Now, these are getting very hard to get because the COVID supply line snafu is kind of caught up in our business in power sports. So the best thing to do is to come in, talk to one of our guys, and let's figure out what you need. Take a look at these things online or on brochures, and we can figure out when we have one coming and go ahead and put your name on it. That's the best way to do it, Greg. And the manufacturers, even though they don't have to, they're still throwing huge rebates, special low interest rates. It's incredible, all the stuff they're throwing at things that we're having trouble getting because we sell so fast.
And that's great, and they buy down the credit standards so people with just average credit can get those super low rates.
Yeah, and I don't talk about that enough. You're right.
You know what?
Manufacturers can do that.
You may be going through yet another wave of people looking to
get away,
experience this because of
the draconian laws and rules they're putting on us. Which
we're going through it again. Whatever. It's a freedom that's unlike any other.
Very true.
Whether it's on the water, on the road, or off road. Terry's got what you need and a service department to back up your purchase.
Absolutely.
They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. And open right now at adamsmotorsports.com as we hit 421. Skip, what's going on?
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still showing an active accident. Eastern Boulevard in front of Lowe's. If you are traveling from I-85 over to Vaughn Road, going to be in your lane as you pass that, please use caution there. We're hoping they got that out of the way, but still marked as active. Brand new accident, East Fairview Avenue at Gilmer Avenue. Use caution there. That's kind of a tight intersection. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Our most congested spots right now, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, back to Bavist and Norman Bridge Road outbound. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some news about a cooling trend, but this intense heat is locked in for at least a few more days. Your chances of seeing one of those random storms just about nil this evening and again tomorrow. I would say less than a 20% chance. Even the nights are oppressive. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 77. Friday's high temperature will be near 100, and that's not the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher. Even this weekend, high temperatures in the upper 90s. Widely scattered storms are back in the forecast on Saturday. Maybe a better chance of getting a storm on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Rex. Mark Bowles.
I have a lame-ass story about him.
Really?
Well, you are number three, and I see you up there on the podium. Not even in second place. Seems you got beat. They will not play your national anthem. You brought your country lots of shame. Got a bronze, not a gold, just a bronze. Got a bronze, almost won, but you lost.
By the way, in case you missed our morning medal count, here it is.
USA, 13 gold medals! China, 14 gold medals! Japan, 13 gold medals! Russia, 7 gold medals!
Sounds like a heavy metal Merv Griffin.
I've never gotten into that heavy metal thing.
No.
Pantera and all that.
Sorry.
They just scream. It's just anger, rage.
It sounds anger.
Yeah, it's all it is. It's rage.
Angry.
And what is there to be angry about today? I mean, what could possibly be frustrating anybody?
I don't know.
A lot of talk on the music appropriate, too, because we have guests joining us in a little bit, just a little bit later this hour, talking about Montgomery Performing Arts Center. And that's Alex Craig and Ellen Sanders. Looking forward to that. One of our... anything to really stay away. Because, you know, I don't think I've still recovered from the meltdown I had between...
That was a violent one. It's a really violent one.
Yeah. Tommy Shaw and the Cleveland Contemporary Youth Orchestra.
Yes, let's. I love it.
This is 3 minutes. I believe it's going to be time well spent, so let's check it out.
Yes.
Believe.
that our love was over. We climbed to the attic to find.
These are all young kids in the orchestra.
Of you are our favorite possession. So they wouldn't be left behind. There, in a dust-covered shoebox,
that he's playing there?
Yes.
What it sounds like.
Yeah, it is.
It's electric, but I didn't know that Tom, well, given his skill set.
He'd play anything.
Anything, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see him with a big stand-up bass.
Yeah, cello or anything.
Playing it sometime.
He did Fooling Yourself with that same group, didn't
yes.
he, Greg?
Yes, we may play that
great
a little bit
song.
Later. Maybe
great
we'll
song.
Treat our listeners to that
yes.
in our 525 segment this
Let's
afternoon.
Let's celebrate Tommy Shaw.
Yeah, the damn Yankees. I love their stuff.
And we're dedicating these Tommy Shaw segments to his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I was very sad when she passed away. Such a sweetheart. All right, at 4:32, we have to find out what's happening on the roads.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Only have one accident working right at the moment. East Fairview Avenue at Gilmore Avenue. Use caution there. We're beginning to see more and more cars, though, outbound from Montgomery. I-85 southbound, slow traffic from South Union up to the 65 merge. We are very busy on the interstate systems right now. We've got a little bit of congestion. East Boulevard at I-85. Taylor Road is busy, as well as 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville. Trenum State has classes for certified nursing assistants starting August 4th in Macon County. Change your life. Call Trenum State today, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
Hey everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some news about a cooling trend, but this intense heat is locked in for at least a few more days. Your chances of seeing one of those random storms just about nil this evening and again tomorrow. I would say less than a 20% chance. Even the nights are oppressive. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 77. Friday's high temperature will be near 100, and that's not the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher. Even this weekend, high temperatures in the upper 90s. Widely scattered storms are back in the forecast on Saturday. Maybe a better chance of getting a storm on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tape.
Yeah, but we're proud of that because they're coming back. We have guests joining us in a moment, but Biloxi Gambler on the phone.
I'll tell as quick as I can. My mom and Tommy Shaw's mom, I'm sorry to hear about Tommy Shaw's mom, they used to get their hair did at the same place.
Oh, really?
The hairstylist they used was a Gafers. They're out of business, so I can say the name of the business now.
Uh-huh.
And we had a storm come through, as we do sometimes. Rich Thomas won't keep them away from us. hurt her roof. She lived over in Delray, and mom and her were, you know, they were, you know, haircutting, you know, same place buddies.
Right.
And she told the story. Tommy Shaw's mom told the story to everybody in the thing. She said that she had the roof damage, and the appraiser came out, and he looked at it and climbed on the roof, and he said, "Well, it's an old roof. We're gonna pay you about 15%." And she said, you know, she wasn't happy with 15%, obviously. And she said, "Well, okay, well, I'm going to call my son and see, you know, what he thinks about it." He goes, "Well, yes, ma'am, you can call anybody you want. I'm sorry, that's all we can do." And he left. Okay, so apparently Tommy Shaw's mom called Tommy Shaw. And he, you know, this was not long after John Lennon had gotten shot. And Tommy lived in a place that had a wall. You know, and you know, so it was a big house, and he had more than one residence. You know, probably estate size, and then he had these, you know, expensive vehicles and cars, and you know, they all did business with the same company, and this appraiser did not care, and but he didn't. I mean, she didn't tell that. I'm telling you this as background. She just said this old lady at the time, same age as my mom, said she was going to call her son. Well, and he said, okay, well. All right, so she calls her son, and the next day, and I'm talking the next morning at 7 a.m., there was a roofing company with everything they needed, and the agent was ringing the doorbell. And, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry, I took care of it. If it's okay with you, we're going to replace the whole roof right now.
And that was...
And that's what they did. I mean, overnight, just calling Tommy, because I'm sure Tommy Shaw called the insurance company, and he had a lot to cancel.
Yep.
And they said, we're going to fix this old lady in Dalrata's roof. So
it's a great story.
That's my Tommy Shaw's mom story.
And, you know, it's just like his mom to not, until she was pushed, to not drag him into it. And on the other hand, that's Tommy, man. He's all about friends and family. He doesn't turn his back on people.
Oh, she didn't complain. She's sweet.
I know.
She just said, I'm going to call my son and see, you know, what he thinks about it. And you know, Tommy, he's like, well, we'll just use a different insurance company. Nobody's mad at anybody. It's just we're just going to change our business. And then, of course, they don't want to lose all that kind of business. Anyway.
That's why when I need, and thank you for the call, when I need something done quickly, I tell people I'm Rich Thomas.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
All right, we got lots to talk about here. We've been kind of in a musical mode, as that call kind of hinted. With us here, we have Alan Sanders, our buddy from Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and joining us is Alex Craig. And we were talking during the break. Do you know that they have been closed for
505 days come August 1?
Did any of us think when all of the precautions were taking place that they would be shut down that length of time?
No, this is crazy.
It is. It's shocking.
It is, you know, and to that point when all of this happened, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have been out of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the music industry as a whole. And then you know, when you start factoring in Broadway and all of the other touring, it's unbelievable.
And Alex Craig he's got a big party plan. So he's here to talk
Absolutely.
About that.
So a couple months ago, we started talking. We thought, you know, we've been down for a while. What's something we can do to kind of open the doors and let people know, you know, we're still here. Mm-hmm. So what we've come up with is we're calling it an open house and a membership drive. Mm-hmm. We've got a bunch of people who are Impact members, and that gets you all kinds of perks, good seating, parking, discounts at restaurants, hotel rooms, pre-sales before the public can buy tickets. So what we've put together is we're calling it the Open House Membership Drive. It's Saturday, July 31st, 11 to 3. We're going to have food trucks, Fire Meets Wood, going to be doing some barbecue for us,
Cone
Ice, doing some shaved ice. We're going to have some giveaways, some show announcements, backstage tours. Come down, check it out. We're going to have all kinds of info for new members and old members alike. And we'll be able to show you what we got coming.
And that's this Saturday.
This Saturday, 11 to 3.
11 to 3. So just find a place, park downtown and walk in?
Absolutely. You got free parking on the street and you got a deck at the hotel.
Tell us about membership. Because that sounds, there seems to be quite a bit of benefit to that.
Yeah, we've got several different tiers, handful of tiers of memberships that start really low and go up from there. And each membership tier comes with some different perks. You get you can get hotel room discounts. You can get some free hotel rooms annually. You can get access to pre-sale before the general public, parking discounts, valet, those kind of things.
It was great to see that Three Dog Night is coming back.
Yeah, how many hits do they have?
Number one songs. At least a half a dozen number ones and at least 20 top 20 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Joy to the World was the number one song of the year for 1971.
Right.
And I use their music here on the show, especially in the morning show, to get people in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like Celebrate.
Yeah, Eli's Coming, one of the favorite songs, too.
I don't know. Is it this month, the Boom column I wrote? It was called Listomania, and it kind of went into some of the lists that are always coming out about this and that, and one of them was about the most amazing things you've ever seen in a performance. And on that list, and I've been to God knows how many concerts, and I've seen them all, just about. But the most amazing thing I ever saw, I saw at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center when the Happy Together tour was here. And I loved that show. That was an awesome, awesome show. Chuck Negron comes out and does Eli's Coming.
Yep.
Which for a 25-year-old lead singer for a band would have been a challenge. And he knocked it out of the park. He's 75 years old. And at the end of the song, he says, I don't know if you can tell from where you're sitting, but he said, you notice this cord that crosses the stage. He said, I'm on oxygen.
Wow.
I don't know if it was COPD or what is, I don't know if you remember he said anything about that specific. But I was there with Rich, and we looked at each other like, did he really just say that? After the performance he gave, I thought, I was stunned. We gave him a standing ovation. Standing ovation, because
it was impressive.
That was one of the most humble and impressive things I've ever seen a performer do, to be that honest with the crowd. And I go back a long way with those guys.
Yeah.
Back to the Davis Theater, back to South Florida. Down in South Florida.
Back to 8-track tapes, is what you were saying.
Well, like in the 80s, there was a lot of money that was coming into South Florida from Nick the Trunk.
Uh-huh.
And his friends. And they were bringing in bands to these clubs. Frankly, I think there was some money. The bands weren't involved.
Right.
But so they were bringing in groups like Three Dog Night to these little bar bands. And so one of the bands had Three Dog Night, and they brought me out to introduce them. And so I'm sitting with the band, and they didn't have a dressing room in this nightclub. So they rented a hair salon adjacent to the bar, and we all sat in there, you know, in the chairs with the hair dryers.
Got your nails done while you're waiting.
And when they were here in, I think it was 2007, it was the show where our old friend Susan Woody gave me the big introduction.
He's the yin to my yang, the Oscar to my Felix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Greg, yes, I look like a 70s porn star, but I'm really a nice guy. Boudin.
How nice of her.
I introduced them as 1992, changed to 1993, downtown Fort Lauderdale at midnight. And Chuck said, we were getting close to midnight. He said, what should we do? And I said, how about if I get the crowd into a countdown and you guys break in to celebrate at midnight? And it started to rain about 3 minutes before midnight. And they said, we're going to do this regardless. And it worked out great. So I've had all these crossings with this guy, which is why I was so happy to see they're going to be the first band, right?
Yes, sir.
To perform, and that's
Sunday.
Awesome. can you give us a hint on some other people we might be?
Yeah, you know, Steve Earle and the Dukes, Los Lobos, are coming on the 24th of August. Mm-hmm. Jason Isbell. In September, we got the Black Jacket Symphony coming back. They're doing Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Wow.
Probably one of the largest, most recognizable comedians that ever was, Jeff Foxworthy, is going to be here at the end of September.
Yeah, we had him on the morning show a few weeks back.
My old Goffin buddy, Alice Cooper, is coming back.
Vincent Bourdais is coming here.
Yes, sir. He's coming back. Just running down the list right here. And we haven't made the announcement yet. I'll go ahead and tell you. It's going to be announced next month. The rock band Kansas is going to be here in January.
I hung out with them, too.
So,
because Styx did a lot of tours with Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah, so
we're
excited about that, and we've got a lot more things, Greg, that's constantly working. As you know, I have to work now for what's going to happen in February and March and right on into next year, because it just takes that long. Everybody's trying to put tours together.
Sure.
You know, you've got another variant of COVID coming back around. Is that going to affect everybody? You know, there's a lot of things that goes into putting a show together. And when I look at a show and I'm trying to book it, I'm competing with 10, 12 other venues. Yeah. And then they have to make all of the dots within a 500-mile radius work.
Yeah.
You can play this date or here or you know, wherever it works. So. Yeah. It's a lot of moving parts into making a show happen, but you know what? I wouldn't do anything else.
It is so great to have you back. And, Alex, why don't you recap the party, the welcome back party, after 505
days. 505 days.
This is Saturday from 11 to 3.
Saturday, 11 to 3. We're going to have live music by a guy from in town here named Wesley Hill. He'll be in the lobby playing some tunes.
Cool.
We've got Fire Meets Wood doing some barbecue. Got Kona Ice doing some shave ice. Going to have a lot of giveaways. Sign up for memberships. Get all the perks that the members get. What is it you always say? Our best seats go to members.
Our best seats go to members. We also got a VIP lounge. If you sign up for a membership, we got a special VIP lounge for you.
I don't think I'm important enough to sign up for something like that.
Yeah, you know, somebody like you are a VIP whether you sign up or not.
That's Rich Thomas territory. Guys, it's been great to have you in. It's great to have Impact coming back. And, you know, anytime we can help you out, that studio door is always open.
But thank you. Always been great to us, and we appreciate everything that you, Rick Peters, the whole staff here does for us. Appreciate it.
It's a big part of our city, and a great part of our city, and we're proud to help.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime, any way we can. Thank you. It is 4:51. Time to visit Skipper again.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, to quote the old professor, my golly, there's a bunch of cars out there. And they sure are. We are very busy. Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. A lot of congestion on Atlanta Highway. Congressman Dickinson to 231. I-65 at 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through the interchange. Busy everywhere, but no new accidents. And that's a good thing. We've got green lights in Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka as well. Buckle up now. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. Reinhardt Toyota has new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, if you didn't notice, it's a little hot outside. It's a lot hot outside. This is not one of those days where you would like to come home and discover that your AC quit working. There's two ways to prevent that. First, get a Clark's Club membership, because what you get when you join for $159, they come out and do the first of two tune-ups to your system. Make sure all the major component parts are in good working order, that it's clean and running efficiently, because your energy costs are going up. You can be as efficient as you can, but I noticed we were not using extra kilowatt hours, but our bill from year to year was higher this last time around because we still produce most of our energy from fossil fuels, which this administration has made more expensive. So Clark's can help you keep your costs to a minimum, and then you got the peace of mind knowing that they're a phone call away, 24/7, 365. If you do come home on a day like this where it's hit the 100-degree mark and it's as warm inside the house, if not warmer, than it is outside. 277-2125, help is on the way. And, of course, when it comes to plumbing, they've got the best. I use the word talented because they're so good at what they do. And one thing they all do, the HVAC team and the plumbers do better than anybody else, is be great people. They're just kind of naturally that way. That's the Clark's family. Join it. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
The Pledges of Delta House are back in college and almost ready to party. It's Delta Variant House.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Sorry, Pledge, but there's no third dose yet. I'll contact you when a booster's available.
That's fine! These crazy frat bros are going wild while avoiding going to the ICU.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily. And also wear a mask again while you're indoors.
The partying at Faber College hasn't stopped, but it's closely monitored by the CDC.
Fat, drunk, and unvaccinated is no way to go through life, son. Do you have something to say? Well, out with it!
Delta Variant House. Just when you thought the pandemic was over.
Nothing is over until Fauci says it is!
Fauci's over. How about that? Let's start with him.
Yeah.
I certainly hope, I'm sure, that our unbiased Department of Justice is busy preparing the necessary papers to arrest him on the charge of lying to Congress.
I'll put money on that.
That they won't?
No. Don't hold your
just
breath.
Us is now just us.
Just right? Us, right. You wear that big blue D and you have a level
carte
of protection
blanche,
that no condom
baby.
Can provide.
Carte
yeah.
blanche. Whatever they want to do.
In the meantime, we still have a few that are trying to speak up.
Mo Brooks. Tommy Tuberville.
Them and let's not forget the Mama Bears in the group. Lauren Boebert. Marjorie Taylor Greene. And here's Boebert. By the way, Pelosi is, she's a maniac. I mean, she is so drunk on power right now, which is weird because it's not like she has this giant majority. She's going to lose it in next year, unless, of course, we're all cowering in our houses and doing paper ballots so they can steal another election.
When you go back and look at where she came from, it explains everything about who and what she is and what she's doing.
She's from Baltimore, which is...
Her father was huge in the mafia in Chicago, big at bringing in heroin and stuff. And
left behind a very damaged Baltimore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He had a lot of activity there.
And, yeah.
Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I hope more like them,
it's got to be. Got to be.
We need them and not AOC. That's... Listen to Lauren Boebert blast Pelosi.
Yield 1 minute to the gentlelady, freshman from Silt, Colorado, Ms. Boebert.
Well, I recognize the gentlelady from Colorado for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Womack, and thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today frustrated and dismayed because Congress continues to act as the Speaker's House rather than the people's House. Debate has been silenced, and bipartisan amendments have been rejected for political reasons. I myself submitted 80 amendments to this bill, and not a single one was made in order. This includes 3 amendments redirecting federal funds from bureaucrats to fight wildfires that are burning down the West. Forget voting on these common sense amendments. Democrats won't even allow debate on them. I also filed 3 amendments to reallocate resources to help combat drought in the West. All ignored and all debate was refused. How about the amendments redirecting resources to improve veterans' mental health? Ignored. You know why the American people like Congress less than cockroaches, root canals, and Nickelback? Because of political garbage like this. Speaker Pelosi has silenced my constituents and the American people once again.
Oh! That is what we need more of. Right there.
It.
The Mama Bears. They, you know what? As we see more conservative women get involved in the process, they're fearless. They're not, I mean, some of these